It's 11:33 here on SENZ, and sorry for that little gap there again. We got Greg O'Connor with us this morning, and we're really focusing with Greg on what is probably, I want to say, the biggest night in New Zealand harness racing in terms of status, because we've got Cup Week, etc., and those great races at Alexandra Park too. But certainly financially, it is a big earner and a big check for a number of owners, trainers and drivers tonight in the offing. And I understand might be a bit wet up there in Cambridge, Greg.
Yeah, morning to you, Smithy. You summed that up pretty well. Yes, we've had bigger race days, but this financially is enormous. The $1 million race by Grins, the third running of that race, and this new race, the Tab Trot, for $600,000, which, Smithy's a record for Australasian harness racing. So it is going to be a great night. Weather was pretty wicked last night. Plenty of wind, plenty of rain. I'm in Hamilton and about to drive to Cambridge, but it looks a heck of a lot clearer over there than it is here, and the weather forecast is for it to clear from midday. So let's hope that it is a perfect night there at Cambridge, because Dave Branch and his team have put a hell of a lot of effort into this. I mean, 3 years ago, Smithy, it didn't exist. Now it's lauded by harness followers Australasian-wide, and other codes are really interested in it as well. And why wouldn't they be? Because this Tab Trot has four Australians, four New Zealanders. It's what we used to have, Smithy, at an interdominion level, and we've got it here in Cambridge.
Well, it's a 7:52. We're talking race six here. The field is headed by Queen Alida, around about $18. The money seems to be very heavily going towards another Australian, driven by Greg Sugars, and Just Believe.
Yeah, he's been a super horse. He's won two Inter-Dominion finals. He actually placed in the previous Inter-Dominion for his former trainer, but he went through both of those series unbeaten. He then went to Europe and tried to qualify for the Elite Lop final and just missed out there. He had a gallop in that run, and he actually finished second in a subsequent race over there, so proved himself. He's been the benchmark. This is the first time, basically since pre-COVID, that we've had an opportunity to race against their absolute best, and he has been the benchmark, but he is an eight-year-old, and whilst he's won six Group 1 races, there's a few chasing his tail, and two of them are from his own country. RC Phoenix is one. He's only five. He's got a big, big motor. He beat him last time in a race called the Uncle Patrika. And the other time he got beaten was by another rival tonight in Call Me the Breeze, who's a French trotter who's only had four starts, I think it is, across the Tasman, and he's already beaten Just Believe. He's very fast out of the gate. Whether Nathan Jack decides to use that speed early, they did that a couple of starts back, Smithy, and he over-raced and was disappointing. So it's going to be intriguing early. You mentioned Queen Alida. She's been a great performer. Still New Zealand-owned by the McKenzies and the Barons. Trained by Brent Lilly, an expat Kiwi, and Mr. 8000 himself, Chris Alford, does the steering. So the four Australians drawn the inside, the best of the Kiwis, no questions, Muscle Mountain. He's a five-time Group 1 winner. He brilliantly won his French Shaw for the third time last start. He's got the wide front row draw, but he has an enormous motor. And, of course, Mark Purden and his son Nathan have Oscar Bonavina, who has won, I think it's six out of his last seven, or seven out of his last eight, including the Dominion and the New Zealand free-for-all. So we didn't get blessed by draws there, Smithy, but we've got two super trotters to take on their best, along with the other two, who are unlikely to threaten.
Yes, I was just looking at the market, Greg, in this country, to see Muscle Mountain paying in excess of $7 and Oscar Bonavina paying in excess of $8, just as outline the quality of these Australians.
Yeah, definitely, Smithy. Yeah, exactly. That just shows you. And Cambridge is such a marker pegs dominated venue normally, particularly at the high level. So for them to be able to win, there needs to be a war up front. Both of them are fast enough to run over the top, but it's just an incredibly hard thing to do at Cambridge. Mind you, I wouldn't count either of them out. I'm in awe of both of them. Both of them have incredible speed, and that puts them in any race they're in, regardless of who the opposition is.
Right, let's go to, I suppose you'd call it the main event, because it's worth $1 million, and why wouldn't you at that rate? It is the last race, so scheduling quite clever here, getting everyone to hang in there till the very last. It's only at 9:10 though, so it's not a particularly late night there. We go to a field which at this stage probably draw related as well, but honestly, it's hard to see on the market. Anything stopping, stop dreaming, out of gate two, or the, you know, the barrier draw two.
Yep. Yeah, you've got a beautiful draw, Smithy's the lightest tried, if you like, in the race, but he's come back from his Australian campaign. He ran second in Leap to Fame in the Hunter Cup. That was a terrific run. And since he went to Sydney, he probably didn't get all favours there, but a rough and tumble racing around Menangle hasn't done him any harm. Came back to Alexandra Park, sat park, beat self-assured and a few of his other rivals in the City of Auckland free-for-all. And then his performance last week in the key lead-up race, the Flying Mile, was just simply stunning, Smithy. He just came from off the speed. I've just told you how difficult it is to do at Cambridge. Well, he did it and got within about half a length of his arch rival in Merlin. Their battle is quite an intriguing one. And here's another stat for you. Barry Purden, along with Scott Field, have never had a runner in the race by Grins. They've got three. Mark and Nathan Purden have got two. So half the field have Purden beside their name. That's an incredible record, and one their late father Roy would be extremely proud of. And Merlin, of course, he won both derbies last year. Their record, 9 starts, he leads at 5-4, Merlin, and he's beaten Don't Stop Dreaming in their last 4 clashes. So there's plenty of school of thought out there to think that Merlin might be able to beat him again. And saying that, Natalie Rasmussen is an outstanding driver, as you know. She'll put Don't Stop Dreaming in the right spot, and he is definitely the one to beat. The Aussies, they got the draws in the trot race, Smithy. They haven't in this, speak the truth. Comes into barrier 6 with the scratching of Republican Party, and a Better Eclipse drawn to his outside. Better Eclipse 4th in the race last year, went a cracking race from the same draw. Going to be really hard for him unless there's an absolute war up front. Speak the Truth is a really good horse. Finished 3rd in the Miracle Mile behind Leap to Fame and Sooner the Better. Went back to Queensland, has had a soft kill win to make him feel good about life. Trained by Shannon Price, very good trainer in Queensland. Adam Sanderson, expat Kiwi, I reckon he'll have a decent dig early on, Smithy. They haven't come all this way to pull back at the start, and he can go forward.
Greg, in terms of the rest of the card, I was just flicking through before, because there is value, of course, outside those two races. And I really like the look of Skipper. It's only 250 in the market at the moment. I'm talking race 4 here, time to go about 6:48. I quite like the chances of Skipper.
Yeah, really hard to beat. This is a new race, and again, they just keep providing innovations for the race meeting. And this one's named the Dorothy Cut. She was the first licensed female in the country. She won the first race as a driver too, with a horse called Kenworthy. And yeah, Skipper's being driven by Natalie Rasmussen for Tony Hulahy, likely to go forward, Smithy. If you're playing your multis, race 4, number 4. I think you're onto it there.
Okay. Also, the weekend doesn't stop there, because we got Winton on Saturday, way down there, and Meth and Grass. So I'm not sure about your duties, how you're going to get out of Cambridge and get to those two venues, or anywhere close to them, Greg, but they are important meetings as well.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Winton Cup Day it is tomorrow. You wouldn't believe it, Smithy. I'll be at Riccarton tomorrow. So a quick trip back to Auckland tonight, Riccarton tomorrow, but that's another story. Very good program down there. Charlie Brown, Wagstar, Pin Seeker, who's developing into a very, very talented horse. He's the sort of horse, Smithy, that could end up in the Cup. So that's the Winton Cup tomorrow. On Sunday, the meeting is being held at Methven. And how cool is this? So Greg Sugars is over here driving Better Eclipse and obviously Just Believe. And Chris Alford's here driving Queen Elida. Both of those guys are going to Methven on Sunday. I was talking to Greg about it a couple of days ago. Never driven on a grass track before. Never had an opportunity. The club rung up and said, this is a pretty cool idea. What about you? You come and partake in that. They've been supported by the trainers down there, Smithy. It'll be a great afternoon. And if you're in the Canterbury region, why don't you go and have a look at these couple of blokes? They're going up against the likes of Ricky May. You know, there's the talent you're going to see on the track. particularly on that big grass track there, will be something to behold, mate. So I reckon it's definitely worth a look.
Okay, Greg, we'll let you get on the road from Cambridge to from Hamilton to Cambridge. Fortunately for you, not such a long drive, but let's hope that clear weather you're aiming for prevails throughout the afternoon and into the evening, and everything that this meeting deserves to be will happen. Thanks so much for previewing it for us, and we'll catch up with you over the course of early next week to perhaps have a look at it, eh?
Yeah, good on you, Smithy. Anytime.